All right, so you're thinking about adding a home gym mirror to your setup. It's more than just a place to check your form, you know? This deep dive is going to completely change how you see that reflective surface.
It's fascinating how often we overlook the power of something as simple as a mirror. It's not just about vanity, it's about creating a more functional, motivating, and even safer workout environment.
You know, I always thought it was kind of funny seeing those super buff gym rats staring at themselves while pumping iron. But this research suggests there's actually a psychological component at play there.
It's called the social facilitation effect. Studies have shown that people tend to perform better when they believe they're being observed, even by themselves in a mirror. It's like having an audience, even if that audience is just your own reflection.
That makes a lot of sense. And this document about home gym mirrors goes even deeper, highlighting some practical aspects I never would have considered. For example, safety. And no, I'm not just talking about the dangers of dropping a dumbbell on your foot.
Right. They emphasize the importance of choosing shatterproof glass, specifically tempered glass. It's designed to crumble into small, relatively harmless pieces if broken, rather than jagged shards, especially important if you're doing high-impact workouts where accidents are more likely.
So no more reenacting that scene from Bruce Lee's Enter the Dragon with your reflection.
Well, I got it.
But this guide also blew me away with the concept of using mirrors strategically to make your home gym feel bigger.
Absolutely. It's a common interior design trick, but it works wonders in a gym setting too. For instance, placing a large mirror along the shorter wall of a narrow room can create the illusion of width, making the space feel less cramped.
I'm starting to think a mirror might be just as important as a squat rack in my home gym. And speaking of making the most of your space, this document mentions that mirrors can actually make you work harder. It's not just in your head.
It's true. Seeing ourselves exercise can actually increase our awareness of our movements and form, leading to greater focus and effort. It's a form of biofeedback in a way.
It's like having a personal trainer built into the wall, constantly keeping an eye on your form and pushing you to do better. I'm already feeling more motivated. And speaking of motivation, the guide mentions that this visual feedback is especially beneficial for activities that require good spatial awareness.
Exactly. Activities like yoga, dot dance, or even boxing, where precise body positioning is key. The constant visual feedback from a mirror allows you to fine-tune your movements and improve your technique much faster.
It's like having a superpower, you know, being able to instantly see what you're doing wrong and correct it. No more wondering if your downward dog is actually facing the right direction.
Precisely. And just like any tool, choosing the right mirror for your home gym can make all the difference.
This document dives into the nitty-gritty of picking the perfect pain, and I have to say I learned a lot. For starters, they emphasize that you don't have to break the bank to find a mirror that works for you.
Budget is always a consideration, and thankfully there are options at every price point. The key is to prioritize what matters most to you.
Right, like if you're mostly doing bodyweight exercises, you might not need a giant professional grade mirror. But there was one thing in here that really caught my eye, something I'd never even considered before.
Custom sizing.
Exactly. The idea that you can get a mirror cut to fit your space perfectly. No more awkward gaps around that weirdly shaped wall, or having to settle for a standard size that's just a bit too small.
It's about maximizing both aesthetics and functionality. A custom-cut mirror can really elevate the look and feel of your home gym.
It's like a tailored suit, but for your walls. And speaking of a perfect fit, the guide really stresses the importance of professional installation, especially for larger mirrors.
It's more complicated than it might seem. It's not just about attaching a heavy piece of glass to a wall. It's about ensuring it's properly secured and leveled, especially considering the vibrations and movements that come with a workout.
They make a good point about wall preparation, too. Apparently, different wall materials require different mounting techniques.
Exactly. A professional installer will have the experience and the tools to handle all those details. Ensure your mirror is safe and secure for the long haul.
Plus, they probably have those fancy laser levels. I've always wanted to play with one of those. But beyond the immediate practicality, this document made me realize that a home gym mirror can be a smart long-term investment, too.
Absolutely. A well-designed home gym can be a major selling point for potential buyers, and a sleek, well-placed mirror can really enhance that appeal, adding a touch of luxury and sophistication.
It's not just about resale value, though. The guide also talks about how mirrors can make the space more versatile overall. You could use it for dance practice yoga, or even just brighten things up as part of a home office setup.
It's about creating a multifunctional space that adapts to your needs. And speaking of adapting the guide, delves into some other fascinating applications for mirrors beyond the home gym.
Yeah, this section on dance studios and boxing gyms really caught my eye. It makes sense when you think about it, but I'd never really considered how essential mirrors are in those settings.
For dancers, it's about developing their technique, posture, and stage presence. They rely on mirrors to see how their movements flow together and how they'll appear to an audience.
And for boxers, it's all about strategy and reaction time. They use mirrors to study their opponent's movements, analyze their own technique, and improve their footwork and coordination.
Yeah, it really is amazing how something so simple can be so versatile. Like, you think about it, it makes sense. But I don't know, I never really put it all together.
And it's not just about improving our physical performance either. There's a mental aspect too. That visual feedback can boost our confidence and motivation when we see ourselves progressing, even in small ways. It reinforces our efforts and encourages us to keep going.
It's like that saying, seeing is believing. And when you see yourself getting stronger,
Yeah.
more flexible, more technically proficient, whatever it is you're working on, it's incredibly motivating, right?
Precisely. It creates that positive feedback loop, propelling you toward your fitness goals. Going through all this, it's really changed my perspective on home gym mirrors. I used to think they were more about vanity than anything else, but now I see them as a valuable tool for improving my workouts and actually achieving my fitness goals.
And that's the key takeaway here, isn't it? It's not just about having a mirror, it's about using it intentionally to enhance your workout experience. Whether it's checking your form, making your space feel larger, or just giving yourself that extra boost of motivation.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, after this deep dive, I'm seriously considering hiring a professional for the installation. I want to make sure it's done right so I can enjoy all these benefits for years to come.
It's definitely worth considering. Especially for larger mirrors, or if you have any concerns about the installation process, peace of mind is valuable, especially when it comes to safety.
Absolutely. Well, this has been fascinating, a real eye-opening exploration into the world of home gym mirrors.
It really is amazing how often we overlook the power of simple things.
We've learned about the psychology, the practicalities, even how athletes and performers use mirrors to hone their craft.
Really makes you think.
It does. And on that note, we leave you with this thought. If you could design your ultimate home gym, where would the mirror be placed? And what would you see yourself accomplishing in its reflection? Until next time, keep pushing your limits and reflecting on your progress.